Mardi Gras, Happy Lent, or maybe just a happy 2018. But wherever you find yourself listening to this message, just want to say welcome. This is Father Mark over at Christ the Redeemer Catholic Church, and if today's the first time that you hear our voice reaching out to you, just want to say welcome to an invitation. You know, we often say over at Christ the Redeemer that we're nothing more than saints and sinners, just trying to find God in the midst of life. And if you are anywhere in that spectrum, whether you consider yourself a saint or whether you're like us and are struggling with sin, or maybe you're just trying to find God in the midst of life and take one step forward toward Him, just want to say welcome. You know, a lot of us might be searching or hungry for a little bit more in life. Maybe last year was a tough year and you just need this year to be better. Or maybe you're just looking for more out of life, or perhaps you got this message forwarded to you from somebody who knows that you might be giving God just one last shot. Whatever drew you in to this conversation, I just want to say welcome. And of course, welcome to Lent. Whether you're listening to this on Mardi Gras Day, or maybe it's already Ash Wednesday and Lent's already started, I just want to say welcome. It's that time of year where we have purple and we've got ashes and Lenten penances, and for a lot of us, all that stuff's real familiar, and for some of us, these next 40 days might be unfamiliar, but in Lent, we're beginning a journey, and it's one that I'm excited about, and I really feel like, for me, this Lent, and I think for a lot of us, this Lent will be an awesome adventure, and for some of us, this Lent's going to be your best Lent ever. And I think a lot of us need Lent to be big. Some of us need this time of our life to be better than ever. And I wanted to just maybe lay out a couple indications that you might see in your life that you need this Lent to be big. So listen to your life, or maybe pass this along to somebody that you know who might have a few of these things happening in their life, but what might be some signs or some indications that we really need this Lent to be big, or that we need this year to be better than last year? First indication, number one, you just need 2018 to be better than 2017. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's what is in your heart as you're listening to this invitation today. And I think a lot of people need this year to be better than last year. Maybe 2017 threw you a few curveballs, or maybe it was just hard, whether it could be physically or spiritually or emotionally. Maybe 2017 was a struggle at home, either at work or in your marriage or with kids or your family or just like in your world. And for some of us, 2018 couldn't get here fast enough. And for a lot of us, now that a new year is kind of quietly unfolded, we find ourselves in February now, you really are just looking for a clean start, or at least a jump start. And for whatever the reasons, whatever the circumstances, if you need 2018 to be better than 2017, then you need this Lent to be big in your life. Second indication that you need Lent to be big, you're tired. Any of us tired? Maybe you haven't told anyone. Maybe you just feel it inside. Or maybe other people have maybe shared an insight with you just out of love. But who knows if anybody knows, but I think a lot of us are tired. Maybe you're tired of your job. Maybe you're tired of routine. Maybe you're just tired of the ordinary rhythm of life. Maybe you're tired of fighting with life or with people inside your house or outside your house. You might be tired of fighting with yourself or sin. Hey, you might be tired of fighting with God. Maybe you're tired of giving and you have nothing left to give. Or maybe you're tired of secrets. Secrets can drain us, addictions or hidden sins, or holding on to things that we're afraid of folks to find out about. Those secrets, they drain us. It steals our joy and our freedom, robs our energy, and we can just be tired. lots of different reasons, lots of different sources of the fatigue in our life, but for whatever reasons, whatever the circumstances, if you're tired, you need Lent, and you need Lent to be big. Third indication that you need Lent to be big, you're content. You might be saying to yourself as you're listening to this message, well, Father Mark, I don't need 2018 to be better than 2017, and I'm not tired. You might be saying to yourself, hey, I'm good. Maybe all those things about needing this year to be better or they don't connect with you. Maybe those description being tired, they don't like really connect with you. A lot of us just might be kind of happy where we are. And the invitation, not for all of us who are there, but for some of us, is to ask yourself if you're happy, but maybe we're not really growing. In other words, we can just reach a place of contentment in life. Things are good, and we're just kind of staying there. And if you're content with life, and more importantly, if you're just content with God, I want you to listen to me. You need Lent, and you need Lent to be big. More Catholics are seduced by content than they are by sin. Content, it lures us to coast. And coasting disarms our guard, and that makes us more vulnerable to enjoying content more than we enjoy our relationship with God. And if you're content, and there, in content, you start to feel the status quo. That's a dangerous place to be in your spiritual life, trust me, because it's easy to just kind of fade away, and you need Lent, and you need Lent to be big. Whether you need this year to be better than last year, whether you are tired, or whether you're content, I want to invite you to join us at Christ Redeemer Catholic Church for Lent this year. Specifically on the first weekend of Lent, February 17th and 18th. We're going to start a new series called Rescue. Father Bryce and I have been praying about this for months now. We're really excited about what we have heard from God, and we look forward to sharing it with you. And if you need a jump start in your spiritual life, if you're looking for more from God, or even more importantly, if you want to know Jesus and you want to get into His heart and you're hungry for Him to get into your heart, then you're going to love this series. Rescued starts the first Sunday of Lent at Christ the Redeemer Catholic Church. We've got Mass at 4 o'clock on Saturday. We've got three Masses on Sunday at 7, 9, and 11. And you can always listen to the messages online. Check us out online. Go to our website, ctr-htdiocese.org. Learn a little bit more about our family, our vision, and how we might serve you, help you take that next step in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Hey, if you've been looking for a sign from God that He has heard your prayer, and maybe this is the sign, come on by and join us at Christ the Redeemer Catholic Church in Thibodaux. And until we see you with our family, God bless you.